Welcome to the Menopause Moguls Podcast, where you'll learn how to slay in menopause and in entrepreneurship at the same damn time. I'm your host, Dr. Joyelle, a board-certified OBGYN, the menopause mogul, and the startup business coach for Black perimenopausal and menopausal women. Are you a professional woman, 40 and over, who's afraid of how you'll look, feel, and even think when you approach menopause? Or you want to take back control of your mind, body, and spirit during your menopausal transition? Are you 40 and over and want to build and launch your own business, doing something you absolutely love and create the life you want on your own terms? Are you 40 and over and want to reclaim your power, joy, and time during your menopausal transition and beyond so you can pursue your wildest dreams? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you are where you are supposed to be. This podcast will not only prepare you for what to expect during the menopausal transition, but equip you with simple strategies to launch a thriving business while managing menopausal symptoms with ease and in optimal health. Ladies, you will learn that menopause is not the end, but the beginning of your next level. As you launch your own business, your own brand that dominates in your industry like a mogul. So let's get started so you can slay your day like a menopause mogul and build your legacy. Hello, hello. Welcome back, y'all. This has been on my mind to talk about grief. And, you know, when we think about grief, we think mostly about, you know, death, right? We think about grieving after someone dies. And I've been thinking about this a lot because it can really be experienced with anything that we expected to happen or hope to happen, but the reality is it's not. And you grieve, you go through this grieving process. And I've talked about grief before, way back when I first started the podcast, but actually when it was called Midlife-ish. So episode 18, Stages of Grief in Perimenopause and Menopause. I have learned just so many different experiences that we a lot of times have to grieve through these transitions to get to our next level, to get to our best selves. So I wanted to call this Grieving Through Menopause and Entrepreneurship because I have been through many bouts of grieving as I have transitioned from my clinical practice into entrepreneurship, from my reproductive years to my non-reproductive years, you know, into perimenopause. And definitely through this whole COVID experience, there has been grief. So I wanted to kind of share just little snippets of what that looked like, because I think it's important for us to realize that, you know, grieving is part of the journey. Grieving is part of the process. Grieving is part of us learning more and more about ourselves, about our relationships with other people. Because a lot of times we want to avoid grief, right? We don't want to let go of our prior selves. And quite honestly, we have to grieve through that when we have to let go of our prior selves to allow our next selves, our better selves to come in and show up. So I wanted to, like I said, just share a couple of just short stories of, you know, my different journeys that essentially is grief, right? The stages of grief. So the stages of grief, like the official stages of this, five stages of grief. There is number one is denial. Number two is anger. Number three is bargaining. Number four is depression.
And number five is acceptance. So with, you know, a few stories, I wanted just to kind of share with you, you know, what that could look like. Because I think it's just, you know, it's going to help some of y'all just to know, like, you know, what you may be experiencing is normal, right? It's just, again, part of the process that we have to just look at differently and ultimately accept as part of the process so that we can continue to move on to our next levels and be our best selves as we are navigating through all these different transitions, navigating through all the things that we're going through in our lives, whether it's external circumstances or internal circumstances, inner storms, you know, like the inner storm that I have been experiencing, all these things that we can experience, different diagnoses, all these things that we experience. There's many times we have to go through a grieving process in order to get through it. So if you have, you know, been listening to my whole COVID journey, the second time around, right? So just starting with the first stage of grief and with denial. So, you know, when this whole COVID thing started, right? Like I said before, I had COVID in April of 2022 and into May. And it lasted probably a little bit longer than I expected as far as I'm talking about the post-COVID symptoms, right? So, but it eventually just went away. So when the second time started, I was like, all right, it's fine. It's going to be fine. I've been through this and it's fine. But then anger, right? And if you've listened to the last two episodes, I've had a lot of anger. Anger has really been showing up, right? So angry about, you know, why am I not better? Why do I have to take this medicine in order to feel better, in order for me to fall asleep? Why are the symptoms still here? Like waking up angry. So I had a lots of moments where I was just angry and just like frustrated and annoyed of, you know, why I have to go through this and why am I not better? Like, what can this be done already? And then there's bargaining where I was, before I got COVID the second time, I was actually in the process of trying to get back on my exercise routine because I had fallen off, you know, especially since the first time with COVID, right? So I got back on some, didn't get back on fully. So I was starting to get back into exercise again. And then I got COVID and it was like totally not an option. I could not exercise whatsoever. So I was like, oh man, if I just started exercise maybe sooner, I wouldn't have got COVID. Like, you know, all the things that, you know, trying to bargain with myself, like, well, maybe if you started exercising 2 months ago, as opposed to one, it was just all these thoughts in my head that I was telling myself that would have prevented me from having this experience now with COVID. And then depression, where I felt there's so also many moments of just sadness and feeling alone and feeling just in despair, like, oh, like this sucks. This totally sucks. So lots of crying, just feeling, you know, alone and feeling, you know, helpless because it's like, they don't really know a whole lot about COVID still, right? Especially this post-COVID stuff. And, you know, they have different things where they're, you know, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, but they don't really know. So it's like, And, you know, I felt that as I was going through this experience, just even talking to my primary doctor, she was just like, well, maybe we can try this. It was like, you know, try this, try that. But they don't really know, right? They don't really know. And that's frustrating too. And that definitely contributes to the sadness and like, come on, people, like, really? But eventually, I did get to a point, well, I have come to a point where I've accepted, right? I've accepted where I am at this point, right? I'm like learning myself again each and every day. For example, yesterday, I actually wanted to record this podcast episode yesterday, but I couldn't because I was just so exhausted. I was sore all over, pain. I was having my burning sensation, pains. And then my eye was swollen. I was just like, what in the world? Like, I don't know. Like, just one eye, just swollen. Eyelid swollen. Eye looking a little pinkish. I'm like, where am I getting pink eye from? Like really? it was just crazy. So I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm not recording today. I'm just going to just sleep. So I slept most of the day. But I was okay with that, right? The prior me would have been pissed, right? Like, dang it, I was going to record the podcast. I was going to do this. I was going to do that. And, you know, just all the drama that I would create because I couldn't do what I wanted to do. But, you know, I'm at a point where I'm like, all right, I guess not recording. I guess I'm going to rest today and try tomorrow and see what happens tomorrow. So I am literally taking each day, like just day by day, because it's not predictable as of yet, right? I'm still learning it. Is it going to be predictable? I don't know. It's just like the whole predictability is out of the window at this point. So I'm just, again, learning. And, you know, so technically I'm considered what they call a long hauler of COVID, but I'm not claiming that, y'all. I'm not claiming it. So I'm calling myself a temporary hauler. And this is not denial. This is just me being more intentional about my words, about how I speak over my mind and my body. Because, I mean, I truly believe because I'm a believer that this is temporary. How long is temporary? I don't know, but that's okay. I know God got me and we just going to keep it moving, right? So like I said, each day is different. Basically, it's just different. And I am learning, like I said, I've accepted that this is my life right now. And just trying to, again, learn, is there certain triggers? Is there something that I'm doing or not doing that can make my symptoms worse or better or less or, you know, so all the things. So I'm just trying to figure out what's what day by day. And quite honestly, I'm at a point, it's like, you know, I may learn that, you know, this one thing is a certain trigger and that may change tomorrow. I'm just open, right? I'm just open to the possibility of things are just different. And it can be different every single day, right? So, and that's what it is. That's what it is. So I have accepted that. And in this, again, kind of reminds me of a lot of the feelings of when I was going through perimenopause, when I was entering entrepreneurship, of all these different feelings and stages of grief. And the thing with these stages, like, it doesn't have to go in that order, right? Like, there's definitely been times where I've been back and forth, you know, anger, you know, a couple days and then back, you know, to bargaining, then back to anger. Like, it can kind of go back and forth. It doesn't have to be in that particular order. But again, just being able to be aware of those feelings, those thoughts, those stages that goes with grieving through this journey, right? Like, you know, so again, for this COVID experience, I've now accepted that I am not what I was before this second bout of COVID. Like I'm not that person. I am not the person who can just, you know, get up and go and do what I was doing before, because now I'm like, I have to like, okay, how am I doing today? Like really check in with myself. Like, okay, how am I doing? How am I feeling? Like, what am I feeling? Okay. What did I do differently yesterday, last night? What can I do differently this morning? So again, it's still a very interesting experience of just more discovery, right? More discovery, more awareness of, you know, my thoughts, my feelings, of everything. And at the same time, having a compassion for all of it, right? Because like I said before, I would just be, you know, annoyed and angry that I have to be, you know, dealing with all this back and forth, right? It's like, oh, really? I don't have time for this. But now I'm like, you know, this is what it is. This is what it is. And we just want to ride it out and see what happens. And realize that I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not that girl that can hop on her Peloton like she want to. Now I got to be strategic about it. because of, you know, all the symptoms that I have. Because right now, like even just before I recorded this podcast, I went up and down the steps and my heart rate went up again. I'm just like, what? Okay, that's what we're doing today. All right. So yeah, it's just, it is what it is, right? So that is what I have accepted. And even through my perimenopause journey, you know, when I started, those of you who have been following me from the beginning, y'all know when I first started perimenopause at the age of 39, I was like, I'm too young for this. Like total denial. Like, I've started getting these night sweats. I'm like, we're not doing that. I'm too young for that. We just going to pretend that that's not really happening because I'm not addressing that right now, especially I'm just too busy. I don't have time. So definitely in total denial with that. And then it got to a point where, you know, annoyed, not really anger, but annoyed. I mean, I guess technically it was more of irritability, right? Irritable because I'm waking up nasty, sweaty, smelly. Also irritable and annoyed, frustrated in the office because my memory, like remembering certain things, when I was seeing patients, it wasn't the same anymore. So being frustrated about it, I remember being frustrated about that. And then I remember like, oh, maybe, you know, if I could eat a little better, exercise more, it'll be better. You know, was in a point of that. And then got to a point of feeling just overwhelmed and just exhausted, which ultimately led to the pivotal point where I had to do something. And those of you who have been, you know, who know my story, but essentially I got to a point where I was so exhausted. I picked up the kids after being in the office all day, picked up the kids from school and daycare, and I was dozing off at the wheel. Like I remember just clenching the wheel. I remember praying to God to get me home safely because I was so tired. I was wishing that I could just get some toothpicks to keep my eyes open because I was so tired. And the kids were just in the back, just chilling, like eating our snacks. We good, mommy. We don't know what's going on up there, but we good back here. So, but yeah, I mean, that was, you know, that was a moment where I was like, all right, I can't do this anymore. Like something has to change. And I got to a point, you know, obviously after that maybe get to the point of acceptance of my body is changing as I'm entering, you know, perimenopause, my body is changing and I need to address it. Like I can't keep denying it. I can't keep putting it off. I really need to address it and take care of myself. And also let go of that version of me, right? That what I used to, like, you know, being everything to everybody and allow the next version of me who actually prioritized her and asked her, you know, what she needed, what she wanted first, before she, you know, took care of everybody else. So I really had to make that transition. But again, that was a, you know, that was a grieving process where I had to let go of that person who's used to doing everything for everybody, who's used to just having things under control, is used to being in control of everything, right? And really transitioning into someone who had to be okay with not doing everything for everybody, right? Had to be okay with prioritizing her health, prioritizing her needs, her wants, her desires, as I was, you know, going through those changes. So again, just getting to a point where I was able to change how I treated myself, change how I talked to myself, to be able to manage through my perimenopausal symptoms and get to a point where I actually felt I was, just felt better about myself, felt better in my skin, and just embraced, you know, that version of me that was essentially evolving into a place where I was thriving just in life. Because before that, you know, I was, you know, barely making it. I was pretending that I was good. Like everybody on the outside was like, oh, you're good. You got it under control. But at the, you know, underneath, I was a hot damn mess. So I had to really, again, just be honest with myself and accepting of where I was in that season of my life and do the things that I needed to take care of me and to be a better version of me. So that was and honestly feel like, you know, just going through that process helped me with other transitions, like into entrepreneurship, like this transition, you know, post-COVID. Like, I think that whole perimenopause journey has helped me through these other seasons of my life. Like in regards to going into entrepreneurship, which was definitely a big transition for me, right? Like, the seed was planted. God was like, here you go. I want you to do this. I'm like, nah, I can't do that. I'm mothering 3 children. I'm working full time in my practice. Like, yeah, how am I going to start a business? how am I going to do that? I can't do that. So finally being convinced that, okay, maybe I could do a little something, maybe start a little something. I started to just, you know, gather information, attending different, I watched a couple of webinars and things like that, but wasn't really doing a whole lot, right? Like it was just kind of busy work. And then it got to a point where it was just frustrated because I was doing some things in regards to, you know, obtaining information, but wasn't really going anywhere. So I was just spinning, right? So I was kind of consuming information, but not really taking any action or making any progress with actually starting a business. And then I, you know, got to a point where it's like, oh, well, you know, if I had more time, maybe I could, or, you know, if I had it would be perfect if I can change my schedule and do this as far as with the kids, maybe I can have more time to work on starting my business. But a lot of times, you know, that I just talk myself out of it. Like, well, maybe I just can't do this. I just can't do this. I can't do it. And then there was also a point, there was some points where I was, you know, sad and felt depressed. Like I remember one day, actually, it was February 8th, I think it was 2021, Black Women Physicians Day. Y'all, I cried like a baby that day. I looked at my medical degree and cried like a baby. And I realized that moment where I actually, because I was at that point, I was, you know, getting more into trying to start my business and, you know, actually started, I hired a business coach. So I was actually making some moves at by that point and getting close to, you know, full-fledged entrepreneur. But I cried like a baby when I looked at my degree that day. And I realized that I never really grieved not being a doctor. Like, so I kind of skipped a whole lot, but because that was, so let me go back. So that was a point where I was actually, I think at that point, I actually had resigned and from clinical practice and jumped right into, you know, building my business. And I, you know, I doing what I do, I just jumped right into it. There was no like break in between. There was just like, okay, stop doing this thing. I'm going to start doing this thing now. Like, so just kind of like totally jumped into it, full fledged. Like I said, I hired a business coach, was like, all right, let's go. And never really took the time to grieve that I'm no longer practicing anymore. Right. I went through all of this schooling, education, all this training and all the sleepless nights, all this stuff. And you're not practicing anymore. You're just going into this business thing. So yeah, so I cried on that day because it was like, I didn't give myself the time or just didn't realize that I didn't grieve that actually was no longer, you know, practicing. I was actually doing this business thing, like for real, for real. But eventually I got to a point of acceptance, right? Obviously, because I started my business. I created clients and my clients did also. So eventually, obviously, I got to acceptance, right? And I realized I had to, you know, let go of that clinical practice doctor me so I can step into this entrepreneur, business coach, CEO version of me, right? In order for me to show up, I had to accept that, right? I had to accept that I had to let go of, you know, how I used to do things when I was practicing, how I used to think when I was practicing, and really kind of change my mindset where I actually can thrive as a business owner, thrive as a business coach. But again, I had to go through all of these different stages, you know, again, stages of just grief, of letting go of who I used to be and what I used to do and how I attach my worth to my work. Like it was a whole bunch of things, right? That I had processes that I had to go through in order to, you know, get to that point of acceptance. So clearly, like all of these, you know, experiences just changed me, right? Like all of it involves change, right? And all of these stages, these stages of grief that we go through, they are stages that allow us to process change. They are stages that help us to protect ourselves while we adapt to this change, how we adapt to this our new reality. Because at the end of the day, right, like if you combine the stressors of all the things, right, whether you're going through perimenopause, whether you're starting a business, whether you are going through a health diagnosis, all of that stress combined with grief when you're kind of, you know, again, kind of realizing that the old version of you is no longer there, you're actually becoming someone else, it can be overwhelming and very taxing on our mental and our physical and our emotional health. And when we are like resisting it. It's causing our bodies to, our nervous system to react. And we feel like, oh my gosh, this is a threat. And it's triggering releases of all these hormones like cortisol and all those things. And it impacts how we sleep, how we function just on a day-to-day basis. So being aware of obviously the stressors, but also these grief stages and how we actually are experiencing them. And obviously, all of us are different, right? You may experience differently than I or your sister or your friend or whoever, but just being aware of how you are experiencing these different stages and these transitions that you are going through. And you being aware of it increases your self-understanding, increases your self-awareness, increases your self-compassion, and also allow you to get into a mode of curiosity about yourself, get into a mode of discovery and discovering, what you need, what you want in this season of your life. And this allows you to prioritize what you want as you are going through, these different changes. So, at the end of the day, we all know change is going to happen whether we like it or not, right? And it is something that can definitely just knock us all the way down. Like COVID did to me, this knocked me all the way down, right? And it can be just a transition. Like I said, the transition into menopause, the transition into entrepreneurship. And even with those transitions, those big transitions, there's also going to be storms. There's also going to be some kind of trauma or diagnoses that will arise in the midst of all that, right? And this is what I work with my clients about, this whole processing of the grief of, who they are and who they are becoming, because we can create a whole lot of internal stress when we are resisting the change, when we're trying to hold on to what we used to be or how we used to think. And so if we release that resistance, right, convert that resistance into acceptance and allow the if we're transitioning, allow acceptance. Accepting, what's happening in our bodies, in our minds, accepting how we are thinking differently, how we are feeling differently, that helps to decrease the internal stress and truly allow you to honor the woman you are becoming, the woman you were designed to be. So, like I said, there's going to be so many twists and turns and, like I said, storms, diagnoses, whatever those things are. What I'm continuing to learn and what I want to share with you all is that your storm, the trauma, diagnosis, none of that defines you, but you can allow it to refine you in the season of your life. Okay. None of that has to define you, but you can allow it to refine you as you are navigating through changes and truly getting to a point where you are doing things that you are passionate about, following your dreams, and doing all of that with, again, more self understanding and more self-compassion. It is, it is going to truly, like I said, allow you to be the woman that you truly are designed to be. So that's what I wanted to share with y'all, that, grieving through menopause, grieving through entrepreneurship is, I believe, part of the process. It is part of the process. And I also want you to know that that the process, the grieving process, is not the end, right? It's still the middle of the journey. It's still the middle of your journey. So not allowing that, you know, grieving process to be, feel like, you know, oh, this is the end. This is, you know, this is it. There's nothing else. And that's definitely not what it is. It's certainly just the middle, right? It's the middle of where we are going and who we are becoming. So, and I wanted to leave you with this scripture, because this scripture also helped me, truly continues to help me as I've gone through all of these different transitions of my life, especially through this storm of post-COVID. And it is Romans 8:28. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." All right. So whatever you are going through, a storm, whether it's internal or external, a diagnosis, whatever that is, if you are a believer, I want to assure you that all things will work together for your good. It may not feel that way right now, but eventually you will see the lesson. You will see the good that comes out of it. So, all right, y'all. So that's all I have for you today. As always, sending love and light to you all. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week. And I'll talk to y'all next time. All right, y'all. Take care. Thanks for listening. If you had any aha moments or learned something new, please let me know by leaving a review. And please share this episode and share this podcast with all the ladies that you know. Head on over to my website, drjoyelle.com, and subscribe to get my monthly newsletter and get all the tea on women's health news and business news. Also, join my private Facebook group, Menopause Moguls, so we can thrive in menopause and in business as we build our legacies together.